You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Priyam Vadasi. Earlier this week, Zomato launched a pure vegetarian fleet, which would deliver orders from vegetarian restaurants. But many people have expressed concerns. Among other things, they fear this could foster discrimination among workers. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. So, why did even Zomato propose this fleet? Zomato's Pure Veg Mode would curate restaurants that serve only vegetarian items. These food items will be delivered through its Pure Veg fleet. Zomato CEO Deepinder Goyal explained that the need to separate the fleet arises because at times, food can spill over into other delivery boxes during delivery, leaving an odor. The feature is expected to see a phased rollout across the country in the coming weeks. While the initiative does not aim to hurt political or religious preferences, the company will roll back the scheme in case there is significant negative social repercussion, Goyal said. But how have people reacted to this? Some believe demarcating vegetarian and non-vegetarian delivery workers could bring caste and discriminatory practices to the fore. While some people agree with the essence of the initiative, that it was made strictly to cater to dietary preferences, others said this could lead to unnecessary probes into delivery workers' background. Initially, Goyal proposed that veg and non-veg workers would be identified through green and red color shirts, respectively. But this was rolled back after people said workers may not be allowed to enter buildings or communities with strict vegetarian tenants. But here's the most important question. How many non-vegetarians are there in India? As per the National Family Health Survey, 2019-21, the proportion of women aged 15 to 49 who eat fish, chicken or other meats at least once a week stands at 45.1%. Separately, women's consumption of eggs is also 45.1%. Similarly, men's consumption of fish, chicken or meat stands at 57.3% while egg consumption stands at 57.8% as per the survey. What problems could this lead to? In Tier 1 cities, customers can face long wait times. Delays put down to a shortage of delivery workers during peak hours. Zomato's segregation of its delivery workforce could further aggravate the supply dynamics, some industry watchers believe. At a time when delivery are struggling to generate positive unit economics, this could also hamper efficiency for Zomato's overall business. However, the company reported a profit of 138 crore rupees in Q3, compared to a loss a year earlier. How do restaurants handle this issue? Restaurants in India have always handled this sort of segregation. Many vegetarian customers are sensitive about how and where the food is prepared. For instance, fast food giant McDonald's uses separate kitchens for vegetarian and non-vegetarian items. Many smaller restaurants also address this concern by carving out separate cooking areas, segregating the workforce, and by using separate steamers, fryers, induction cookers, utensils, and other equipment used for making preparations. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.